You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey, hey, everybody. Hey, welcome to the Generation 6 show. It's me, 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist, and I help people launch their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. Welcome to the show. If this is the first video you are ever watching, welcome to my fan page. I hope that you find value from my daily broadcast. So I do these broadcasts from Monday to Friday, and I talk about topics in the realm of online business or remote work or working from home. So if you have any questions for me regarding this topic that I'm going to talk about or anything in the industry of remote work at all, please feel free to either comment down below or send me a message. Also, if you love this video, feel free to share it with your friends, tag them in the comments, or just share this video on your wall or in your chat groups, in your groups, private Facebook groups, if that's something that you have. Because I feel like a lot of people are gonna like this. I noticed that whenever I give scripts, like a lot of secret scripts or my notes, people really like them because these scripts are tried and tested and proven. I run an online business and I have been working from home for about a decade now. And messenger marketing and conversational marketing is a big part of what I do. In fact, it is the foundation of the success of my online business. I run an affiliate based business with over 70,000 people from all over the world. So I have tested some scripts that didn't work. I talked to a lot of people and said a lot of wrong things that sabotaged my business. I didn't mean to do that, but also these have taught me also the right things to say. And you know, after years and years of making a lot of mistakes and years of no results at all, yielded me results, you know, after like 5 or 6 years of just doing this, going at it every single day, talking to people, you get to see a pattern of what words to say and what trigger words not to say, and also a pattern of things that you can put together into a script that can be usable and scalable. And, you know, a lot of people are finding massive, massive results by applying the scripts that I'm going to talk about today. So today's topic is all about retaining customers and turning one-time buyers into repeat customers. So if you have a product-based business, or sometimes too, these scripts can be applied to people who do business consultations, for example, and you have a service-based business and you have a lot of digital products, for example, then these are scripts that you can also apply. Just edit a few of the elements to apply it into your industry or into your niche. But this is something that I want to touch on because a lot of business owners that I talk to are paying attention to acquiring new customers without the TLC being given or being paid to retaining the customers that they already have. So that's something that I want to shed some light on, because the statistics, these are very, very interesting numbers that you should know if you're a business owner. It might actually shock you to know some of these numbers. So gonna greet my viewers before I get into it. Hi, Kia. Thanks for tuning in, girl. Mary Beth, hello. Monty's online with me. Zell, watching from GMA Cavite. Thanks, Zell, for tuning in with me. Rosalind, hello. Vidya. Denise, yay. Denise, I sent you a message. I was wondering if you got it. It's funny. Carrie, so helpful. I'm glad. This is really ultimately what I want to be. Rosalind, you're welcome. So, okay, let's get into this. Now, actually, before I do, still just a few seconds here, I have these scripts available as a PDF download. So that is what the link is for up above in my captions or descriptions. So after this broadcast, you can click on that link so that you can download this PDF script guide for free. All you need to do is just put in your email and that's it. You're going to get it instantly. But don't worry if, you know, the words aren't popping out here in the comments or anywhere. I'm just going to read off of this guide, and then later on you can download it and read it for yourself, edit, and then use it afterwards, right? Okay, so let me go over some of these interesting numbers that I told you about. So did you know that it is 5 to 25 times more expensive to acquire a brand new customer than it is to retain an old one. 5 to 25 times more expensive. It's crazy. So like sometimes it makes you wonder, why do some people spend a lot of time, like twice as much time acquiring new ones when they have this base of loyal people who are actual believers of their product already? And it's just, you know, these are both very important elements of the business, but make sure that you are not neglecting the people that already love your product, because statistics show that 60% of an organization's revenue comes from only 8% of their customers, because these are customers who already have belief in the product. They have pleasant experiences. They've shared it with their friends and their friends love it too. So it's like social proof within social proof. So it's incredible how the power of someone who has a pleasant experience in your business, if you just have that conversation with them and really take care of them, guide them towards making that decision to repurchase. If you pay that much attention, you will yield 10 to 30% increase in your revenue year after year. So any business owner should be paying twice as much attention on retaining customers than acquiring new ones, because it's cheaper and it yields larger revenues. Now, there are two things that I'm going to teach you today in order to achieve that, to achieve a massive base of loyal customers. That is to upsell and cross-sell. Okay, so what's the difference between those two? I'll explain that in a bit. Now, as we go over these scripts, you will learn what these two things are, but also I want you to understand that this is a two-part thing. Number one, cross-selling and upselling has to be a constant part of your marketing strategy and your customer's purchasing experience. And number two, it has to be a strong part of your marketing culture. So to pull this off, you're going to need to have the right formula of compelling offers and effective language, which is why I've designed these scripts. I've designed these scripts a long time ago. And, you know, I needed to test them first. I needed to see what I should eliminate. My scripts at one point were twice or three times as long as the scripts that you will be seeing in the PDF. I used to talk a lot and put a lot of unnecessary things in my scripts. But, you know, I've found a way to be genuine, but also direct to the point in my offer. And so that's what you're going to find in the PDF now. So for you to pull this off, you're going to need to really apply, learn these scripts, leverage them, and then watch your profits increase. So let's go over the difference between upselling and cross-selling. So first, upselling, right? So upselling a customer means promoting a more upgraded version of the product they want to buy. So this is usually done during the purchasing process. Like if they're looking at a product from your Facebook page or your Shopify or whatever kind of platform you have going on, right before the customer pays for their product of choice, normally they're going to be offered some, oh, here's an upgrade. You know, you only need to add this much to get an upgrade of your product. But this can also be applied after the customer has had a positive experience with the product already. So let's say they bought your product, they love it, then you can apply the script. But it is imperative that you have a follow-up on, you do a follow-up on their experience first, because it's going to be very hard to upsell a person who doesn't like your product in the first place, right? So it is imperative that you get a hold of them, ask them how they're doing with the product, if they like it, what exactly has their experience been like, and then let them tell you their story. If it's positive, then you can send the script. What I'm going to do is give you the example script, and then I'm going to break down the elements in this script. So, because I find that it's easier that way. If I just tell you an example script, read you an example script first or an example version. So this is something that you can say. I'm so glad that you're loving the gentle cleansing shampoo. Example. Now you know why so many people love it. It really gives life to your hair. Since it worked so well for you, I think I should tell you about the volumizing shampoo. It has a proprietary formula that will give you so much volume and 10% more strength and resilience in your hair. You get all the benefits that you like, plus more. Is this something you'd like to try? So let's break down all of the elements that was in that script. So First off, I start with, I'm so glad you're loving with your results with name of the product. And then now you know why so many people are loving it. You can add the primary benefit of it. Just remind them. Since it works so well for you, I think I should tell you about, and then you can insert the upgraded product right there. So it has added features, whatever features that primary product didn't have, and it will give you better results, like speed up your results, give you more visible results, whatever kind of improved results that this upgraded product can offer that the basic product doesn't. So in the end, I said, you get all the benefits you like, plus more. So to make sure that I'm not taking anything away from their experience, but I'm adding to it. And then at the end, is this something you'd like to try? I like to end my scripts with a question so that they get the point that there's it warrants a response, because a lot of people just look at that and they say, yeah, okay, that was a compliment to my experience, and then I don't really have to do anything else. So just to be clear, because people gloss over words sometimes, I put a question in there at the end just to make sure. So in here, I give them the option to have a better experience instead of them looking at it like it costs more, because it probably does, right? Because it has a lot more benefits, their results are going to double, or whatever it is that this product offers as a benefit. So in their heads, they're already thinking, oh, I'm going to pay a lot more. But you want to amplify the great experience. So focus on the experience they'll be getting as you try to upsell or promote the upgraded version of the product they've bought or they're about to buy, depending on where they are in the purchasing process. Because sometimes you'll be talking to a customer and guiding them before they buy, right? So before they add to cart or before they send you the payment or whatever kind of transaction it's going to be, then you can say, you know what? I think you're going to like this better. So try to find a way to upsell before they add to cart, because worst case scenario, they can say no and say, you know what? I think I'm going to try this one first. But the point is, you have to do your job of upselling your customer, because if you don't ask, you're not going to get a yes. And you know what? If the difference in price is less than 25%, chances are 60% of customers who are asked this question will say yes. Okay? So better ask the question. Make sure that I'm not neglecting my viewers here. Grams, hello. Mama is watching from the White Villa in Manila. Jerome, good morning. Hey, hey. So that's the upselling script. Love that script. I use it a lot. Now let's go to cross-selling. What is the difference between upselling and cross-selling? So if upselling is promoting a more upgraded version of a product, cross-selling is promoting complementary products to the products they want to buy. Okay, so you have to be offering products that make sense. All right, so this is an example of this is the McDonald's classic. They ask you whatever you want to buy, right? Buy chicken nuggets or fried chicken or a burger. They ask you, would you like fries with that? So that is their cross-sell. You only need to add whatever, $1 to upsize or $2 to add fries, and how much is a regular fries. So cross-selling is such an important part of McDonald's business, in that you might actually get into big trouble or even fired if you don't cross-sell the customer right in front of you. As part of the crew, it's your job to offer, would you like fries with that? So it's a part of their script, it's a part of their culture. Like I said, this has to be embedded in your marketing. So cross-selling increases the likelihood that a customer will find their holy grail product and reorder those in the future. Because instead of buying one, they're buying two or three products. So instead of me just buying a burger, I actually got two products because the lady cross-sold me on this fries. Now I have two. So instead of them just getting $5 from me, they got $8 total. So you see the power of this? To the customer, it makes sense, because you know what? I'm probably going to enjoy this burger more with fries. I'm focusing on the experience of it and the value of it for me, instead of thinking, oh, you know what, this costs a lot more. But I'm going to get into the psychology, because there's also a certain number, a certain value in increase that you shouldn't go beyond, so that the customer still thinks it's an it's a no-brainer, okay? So I'll get into that in a bit. So if you have multiple products in your catalog, so this is for people who offer a lot of products, you can write up several complementary products that you can offer for each product in your catalog. So this is going to require a bit of paperwork maybe, or homework, because you're going to need to go over your catalog and see, okay, which of these products can I partner up? Which of these products can be put into a bundle so that anybody who points out a certain product in your catalog, you can be prepared with this full list of, you know what? Okay, this can be depending on their goal, depending on the results they want to see, then you can partner it up with complementary products. So, and then you can send the following script as you are guiding these people into buying the product. You can say, again, I'm going to give you the example and then break it down later. Great choice of product. So many people have had great results with our gentle polish remover, for example. Since you brought up that you wanted healthier nails, would you like to consider pairing up the polish remover with our nail enhancer so you could double the strength of your nails? Any polish looks better on strong and smooth nails in our experience. It's only $5 to add it in. So let's break that down. So I started with great choice of product. So many people have had great results with this. So whatever product it is, you can add the name in there. Since you brought up that you wanted whatever benefit they're looking from, would you like to consider pairing up your chosen product with this complementary product so you could then double your results, speed up your results, improve, multiply the results, or get even more visible results, whatever it's being offered or whatever benefit is being offered by the product. And then you can mention it's only $15, $5, or whatever value to add it in. Now, here's the thing about the value. Don't upsell or cross-sell more than 25% of the price. That's just psychology. You can Google this if you want to read behind why that is. But for example, if they're buying $25 of anything, the add-on must not be over $6.25. Because that makes it, beyond that, it makes it discretionary than an impulse buy. You know what? Sure, let's add that in. That's a no-brainer. It's not so much. Let's just make it a bundle. It's a good deal. So for them to keep thinking that it's still a good deal and they see the value in it, try to maintain the not more than 25% in the add-on price. So that's the broken down version of my cross-selling script. So a little bit of work with pairing up your products with complementary products, but it's so worth it, and you only have to do that once. Now, this is the third script on my PDF guide, and this is the repeat purchase incentive. Sometimes you just gotta sweeten the deal for them to repurchase. So incentivizing a repeat order is a popular technique, you guys, that a lot of companies use. And an example of this is giving customers 10% off or free shipping or a free gift for their next purchase. And usually this is being given to people who are purchasing for the first time, but I subscribe to a lot of, like, I'm a subscriber for shoes, for dresses, and all these other companies that offer me gifts for another purchase, even though I've been buying for 5 years now. And so you could see the power in this because, you know, I don't want to not use the coupons if they're there and they're about to expire. Sometimes you just gotta, right? So if you have a customer like me who gets so weak when they're offered a free coupon, then, you know, that there's power in that. So this is a script that you can use. If they've purchased for the first time, for example. Thank you for your order. You can write their name. As a thank you gift, we are giving you a free shipping coupon, 10% off coupon, or free gift. Include the name of the gift. For example, we're giving you a free hand sanitizer moisturizer, yeah, on your next purchase with us. Just present this coupon or message us or email us this coupon or code or photo, whatever mechanism you have in place, and we'll apply it on your next purchase. It is valid until whatever date. So you want to put a validity on it so that they have that sense of urgency to use it. So make sure you stay on top of your customer's buying cycle and follow-ups, you guys, because after you've established that a customer has a pleasant experience, that would be the perfect window of time for you to remind them that, oh, you have that gift. So you want to send this. So after they've purchased the product, you say that script, by the way, thank you for your purchase. Here's a gift. You can avail that on your next purchase. When it's time for you or for them to make that second purchase, depending on what purchasing cycle your product has, maybe in a month they run out or whatever, after that month, you can follow up and send the script. I am so glad you're loving it, provided that they do. Remember the free gift or the 10% off coupon that we gave you on your last purchase? It's still valid until next week. And we can apply it on your next order if you place it before the 30th or whatever. Would you like to avail of the promo now? Or would you like to use the coupon now? Or would you like to get the free gift now? So still a question at the end. Because you are guiding them towards making a decision. So just basically what you are reminding them of is, again, the benefit. You're reminding them that they have a free gift. You're reminding them that they have all of these amazing incentives if they do purchase. So you're not reminding them of the purchase per se. I mean, obviously that's a part of it. But remember, you are reminding them of the great experience, the benefits, what's in it for them if they do this right now. So those are the scripts. Let me, didn't mean to make you guys feel neglected there. I want to make sure that I'm greeting you guys. Tony, hello. Earl James, hey, hey. Shell, Roan, hi, hi. Thanks for tagging your friends, you guys. So remember, if you just tuned in, these scripts are available as a PDF guide. You can download that by clicking the link up above, share it with your friends. All you need to do is type in your email and you'll get it for free instantly. I had so much fun, guys. If there is anything else that you want me to make a script about, send me a message right here on my Facebook fan page or visit 16ramos.com. Send me an email through there. Browse through my free training. I offer you guys a lot of free resources. You might also want to check out the previous scripts that I've already published over there, because they might help you in your business as well. And if you have any suggestions, any story or feedback that you want to share with me, just comment down below, send me a message, send me an email through the 16ramos.com website. I'd be so happy to hear from you. So guys, thank you for tuning in. I will see you again tomorrow, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We had a different time slot today because I was actually busy in the kitchen. Can you imagine? So I had fun, you guys. See you tomorrow, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the 16 Ramos fan page. Make sure you share this video to your friends, tag them in the comments, share this on your wall. Hope you picked up some value from here. Bye, guys.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.